From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. While the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season is shaping up to be a non-issue for Florida, Tropical Storm Arthur continues to churn off the coast, but forecasters say South Florida most likely will not see any significant changes in weather patterns. Dennis Felkin is a spokesman for the National Hurricane Center.
We've got a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms just about any place at any time today, which is just slightly above the typical average for this time of the year. And, of course, any of the thunderstorms could produce some downpours of rain. But in general, we really won't see anything different in our weather pattern if Arthur were or were not there.
Tropical Storm Arthur is centered about 90 miles east of Cape Canaveral and is drifting north at about 6 miles per hour. Civil rights groups are calling for a federal investigation into the death of a mentally ill Florida prisoner who died after being left in a scalding shower. In a letter to the U.S. Department of Justice, the American Civil Liberties Union and other groups wrote that Darren Rainey was locked in a closet-sized shower stall at the Dade Correctional Institution in June 2012 as a form of punishment. He was apparently left unattended for 2 hours with scalding hot water that later measured as high as 180 degrees. He was later found dead. An investigation by the Miami Herald found that Rainey's death was never properly investigated. A Department of Corrections investigation has been reopened. Well, no ban on pit bulls for Palm Beach County, but there may be some regulation changes coming. The county commission has now directed the county attorney's office and animal control officials to look for ways to better protect the public from dangerous and vicious animals and perhaps tighten existing county rules. Several Palm Beach County commissioners said they did not want to focus on pit bulls or any other specific breed. On the subject of getting a bite, a new state law changing how often restaurants get inspected went into effect just yesterday. Under the new law, restaurants will be ranked based on past violations. Those with a history of more violations could be inspected up to 4 times a year unannounced, and those with cleaner records could be inspected just once. Beth Frady is the Deputy Communications Director at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation. She says the new law will increase efficiency in inspections.
But it also makes great business sense for our licensees as well as Florida's taxpayers. It allows us to hone our regulatory efforts on those establishments that may need a little more help or education.
The department will still perform restaurant inspections whenever customers call in complaints, as well as for any confirmed cases of foodborne illnesses. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.